Dr. Jess Reynolds here, and welcome to The Conscious Practitioner. This is, of course, the audio version of my weekly newsletter. It's made for wellness practitioners who love the work, but are feeling a little bit tired, maybe overwhelmed, maybe even burnt out, and you want to build a practice you love. If you would like to get the email version, you'll find the link in the show notes. Now, a few years ago, I sat down, eyes glazed, brain fried, staring at a spreadsheet that I made, and it made me want to throw my laptop out of the window. You see, what I'd done is track every single hour I worked for a month. I mean, every hour, every minute, in fact. All the admin tasks, every time I was replying to an email for AIM, every patient that I saw, all of my time running soap notes, every towel folded, website update, lessons prepared, chart reviewed, you get the point. I tracked everything. And then I divided my income by the hours I worked. Pretty simple math. Turns out it worked out to me making just a tiny bit over minimum wage. And that was before taxes. Cue existential crisis. Because of course, I wasn't lazy. I really wasn't disorganized at all. I just hadn't factored in what I now call the invisible invoice. The one your nervous system quietly collects every time you stay late, every time you skip lunch, or when you say yes, when you mean no, or you reply to just one quick question on a Sunday night. Now, we don't talk about this one. It's not on your accounting software, and you don't send this invoice to clients, but it always gets paid through energy, through sleep, boundaries, joy, whatever it might be. And most of the time, you are the one footing the bill. Sometimes the people closest to you end up paying too, through short tempers, distracted dinners, or the version of you that's running on fumes instead of presence. So if this hits a nerve, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It means you've been carrying a load that was never meant to be carried solo. Most of us are just trying to make it work inside of a system that doesn't account for how our nervous system actually works. And that's what I'm trying to change. This newsletter, this community, this business course that I've been quietly building is all part of the same intention: to help practitioners build businesses that don't burn them out. It's not a hustle model. It's not a 10x your income thing. Just real strategies rooted in values for building a sustainable practice that actually feels good to run. So here's something simple you can try this week. Just try it. Track everything. Not for guilt, not to optimize, just to see. Notice what your energy is funding. Notice what's unpaid, what's unseen, and quietly draining the joy out of your days. Notice what you're actually giving and giving up. Because once you see it, trust me, you can't unsee it. And maybe, just maybe, you'll feel a little more permission to start doing things differently. So if this landed, I would love to hear from you as always. Send me an email at jess@aimonline.com. I read everyone and reply to everyone. I love them. So if you enjoy this type of content, subscribe to The Conscious Practitioner wherever you listen to your podcasts. And like always, be well, my friend.